So this week is National Volunteer Week, and joining us to have a chat about it is the CEO of the Centre for Volunteering, Gemma Reigate. Gemma, how are we doing today?
Well, thanks, Andrew.
Gemma, how important have volunteers been to our community, specifically over the last little while? You know, I'm thinking about the effects of COVID.
The volunteers have been extremely important. Through COVID and all of our other disasters that we've had over the last couple of years, volunteers have really come to the fore and helped their neighbours, helped their communities, and really helped us all get through to the other side.
I'm thinking not even in a formal sense, like literally getting in contact with your neighbour and saying, listen, if you're isolating this week, can I pop down and get some of the necessities from the shops? It's as simple as that, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, yes. During COVID, we saw real grassroots volunteering happening, and exactly as you say, people were putting notes in people's mailboxes saying, if you need a hand, if you need somebody to go and get groceries or pick up something from the chemist or whatever it was, I'm here to help. And that is exactly what volunteering is. It's about people being selfless, doing something for someone or something other than themselves.
And sadly, because of the rains that we've had over this summer and even into the winter, volunteers have really come into the fore in the form of the SES, haven't they?
Absolutely, yes. SES, RSS, all of the emergency volunteers, they've been run off their feet, as we all know, because there have been so many disasters. And the recent flooding is a perfect example of that, where not just SES and RFS, but informal volunteers, neighbours,
yeah,
getting out to help their neighbours, rescue them even. And it's just incredible what volunteers will do. And without even thinking, oh, I'm a volunteer, they're just getting out there to help somebody else.
Just being a decent human being. So what is the objective of National Volunteer Week then?
Well, National Volunteer Week is the one week of the year where we shine a light on volunteers and volunteering. And it's a means to an end, really. We use National Volunteer Week as a platform to talk about the volunteering that is going on, to highlight the fact that there are literally millions of volunteers in Australia, and we really want to acknowledge the efforts of volunteers. In New South Wales in particular, National Volunteer Week is the week we launch the New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards and open nominations for those awards, and we certainly encourage people to nominate their local volunteers, people who are not necessarily, saving the world, but are doing something beyond themselves and volunteering. So the Volunteer of the Year Awards are a great way to say, hey, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us and for our community.
It's interesting it comes from that side. It's more about us wanting to thank the volunteers, because so many volunteers, they don't do it for the thanks. They do it because they just want to help, don't they?
They certainly do, yes. We hear all the time volunteers saying, oh, I don't do it for the glory or for the thanks. I'm just doing it because it needs to be done. But on the other hand, we really believe it is important to say thank you and to acknowledge volunteers.
Quite agree. If anybody would like to find out more about Volunteer Week in this particular instance, where should they go? What should they do, Gemma?
They should go to our website, volunteering.com.au, and all the information's there, and also the ability to nominate for the New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards.
Well, on this week, National Volunteer Week, Gemma Reigate from the Centre of Volunteering, thank you for volunteering your time, and I'm sure we'll speak again down the track.
Thanks, Andrew.